Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the seventh parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Perak Zayin Mishnah Gimel and Perak Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Perak Zayin Mishnah Gimel is going to be continuing in the same theme as the previous Mishnah, Perak Zayin Mishnah Beis, where the Mishnah gave us a few different examples, at least according to a few opinions, of cases where it's usher to plan certain things because of questions of Kilayim, but even though they're usher to plant, there's still mutter behana. You're still allowed to benefit from the plants after the fact once they are planted in that way. So says the Mishnah, Elu osrin velo mekachin. These are cases where it's usher to plant because of concerns of kilayim. Velo mekachin. But if you do, the plants that you plant, the crops that you plant, do not become usher behana, do not become prohibited to benefit from them. You don't need to burn them. Case number one, Mosar Charban HaKerem. Number one is the remaining area in the Kerem, in a vineyard, where it gets destroyed. And the halacha was, like we learned at the very beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Kilayim, we refer to it as Karachas HaKerem, where basically have these areas in the vineyard that are now with nothing there. And the Mishnah taught us that in order for you to then plant in that area, you need a space of at least 16 amos. If you have a space of at least 16 amos, then you can plant in that area other types of plants. So, says the Mishnah, if you were to plant in that area, and let's say it's less than, let's say it's 14 amos or 15 amos or less, then you would not be allowed to plant there. But if you do, says the Mishnah, you would not, whatever you plant there would not be usher behana, you would not be prohibited from benefiting from any of that. Next case, Mosar Mechol HaKerem. In the space in between the Kerem and the fence, also like we learned earlier in the beginning of the fourth parak, you have this Mechol HaKerem, this area in between the fence and the vineyard and the Kerem. So the Mishnah taught us that you need 12 amos of space between the Kerem and the fence. So if you have less than 12 amos of space, then you would not be allowed to plant in that area. But if you do, says the Mishnah, v'lo mekachin, the crops that you plant would not be usher behana'ah. Continues the Mishnah, Mosar Piske Aris, in the area, like we learned in the sixth parak of Kilayim, last parak. So this most of the remaining area in the space in between the aris. So we learned, again, an aris is the area where you have the vines that are trained around the lattice, around the different trees and fences and so on. So the Mishnah taught us that if you have 8 amos ve'od, you have 8 amos and a little bit more, which we said is ultimately 1 tefach, then you're allowed to plant other crops in that area. But in our case, if you have 8 amos or less, you're not allowed to plant there. But, says our Mishnah, teaches our Mishnah, it would be that which you do plant there would not be considered to be usher behana. You wouldn't be prohibited from benefiting from that which you plant there. Mosar, the last case of our Mishnah, Mosar Apifyaros. Like we learned also in last parak, when you have a lattice, you have a canopy of an area where you have these trained vines that are growing around them. So we said that when you have this lattice, you can't plant, certainly under the grapevine itself. That would be kilayim. You certainly can't plant under the grapevine. But we even said that you can't plant on the remaining part of the lattice, on the remaining part of this wooden placard that the vines are growing around. And the reason for that was because we assume that the vines are much more chashuv, the vines are much more important than the lattice itself, and therefore the lattice becomes batel, the lattice becomes nullified, becomes canceled in relation to the vine. And really what happens is that the lattice takes on the status of the vine. Therefore, you can't plant under any part of the lattice, even the part where there aren't actually vines growing there. And then again, this is also a case where if you do it, you shouldn't be doing it, but it's not usher behana. There's no prohibition to benefit from the crops that you plant under the lattice, assuming that there isn't a grapevine directly under that. So that's in terms of that. However, says the Mishnah, this is very important to remember, aval tachas hagefen, but if you plant directly under a vine, va'avodas hagefen, or if you plant in the area around a vine, which we keep saying, 6 tfachim, if you just have 1 or 2 or 3 vines, or 4 vines, that's not a kerem, and therefore you have to wait 6 tfachim before planting anything else, V'arba amos shebe kerem. Or if you were to, when it comes to a kerem, you need 4 amos of space in you before you plant anything else. So in these 3 cases, either under a vine or within the 6 tvachim of a vine, or within 4 amos of a vineyard, of a kerem, hare elu mikachos. So you have to remember that then it would be iser oser b'hana. You would not be allowed to benefit from any crops that you plant in any of these situations. Again, whether under a vine, 6 tvachim of a vine, or within 4 amos of a vineyard. So even in the first 3 cases, whether it's the Chorban HaKerem, whether it's the Moser Mechol HaKerem, and so on, if you're within 6 tvachim of a vine, or within 4 tvachim of a kerem, and so on, then it would be Aser Bahana, then you wouldn't be allowed to benefit from those crops, and you'd have to burn them. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Zayin Mishnah Daled, as you discuss a case where you actually might potentially make the produce of someone else Aser because of Kilayim due to your action. Says the Mishnah, Hamaskech es gafno al gabi tvuaso shel chaveru. A person grows, decides he's going to grow his vines over the grain of his friend. So his friend lives next to him, and he has his grain there, growing there, and he decides, you know what, I'm going to grow a vine over my friend's grain. Says the Tana Kama, harizakidesh, the tvua, the grain of his friend, becomes completely usher bahana, completely usher. And this guy who decided to grow his vines over the grain of his friend, he's now obligated for the damage that he caused. He directly with his hands caused damage to his friend, and therefore he's obligated to pay his friend for the grain that is now and that now needs to get burnt, that now can't be eaten because he decided to grow his vine over his friend's grain. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, Ein adam mekadesh davar she'eno shelo. Says Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, a person's not allowed, not able to be mekadesh, he's not able to cause damage, not able to make someone else's tvua, someone else's grain, someone else's produce, aser behana, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the produce, the grain of his friend would not become usher at all because they didn't grow anything, they didn't do anything wrong. Rather, it was his friend who did. And like we learned earlier, under many circumstances, when it comes to kilayim, the isser of kilayim is when you intentionally do it and when you benefit from it, when you want it. And certainly in this case, they did not benefit, they did not want it. Rather, their friend did it instead of them. Quick review. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel gave us 4 cases where if you plant them, it's usher to plant certain things in certain places. However, if you were to plant it in those places, then they would not be usher behana. There would not be a prohibition of benefiting from your crop or from whatever else is planted there. And then the Mishnah gave us the 3 times when not only is it usher to plant due to kilayim, but if you were to plant in those places, then they would be usher behana. Again, those places, number 1, are under a vine. Number 2, are within 6 tvachim of a vine. Number 3, are within 4 amos of a vineyard. And then Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet discussed the situation and a case where a person decided to grow his vine on top of the tevua, on top of the grain of his friend. And the question is, now what happens to the grain? Normally, if you have grain that's growing under a vine, that's not allowed, but it's only in that situation because of his neighbor. So who's responsible? What's the halacha according to the Tana Kama? It's also the tevua, the grain, is aser behana. However, the person who started growing the grain is obligated to pay. And then according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that's not true, that a person cannot make someone else's produce aser behana, and therefore, according to them, the tvua would be mutter, the tvua would be allowed to be eaten, because again, it wasn't their fault, because that their neighbor decided to grow a vine over their grain. Have a great day.